Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
We're back. We're alive again. Oh my gosh, what a fiasco.
I missed the realm of the living there for a second. I was getting kind of lost in the realms beyond.
Yeah, you were truly lost in the realms beyond, but now everything's safe. We're here. I missed you. I'm looking at you. You're not looking at me. You're just looking dead ahead. You're not cheating at all, so the illusion's entirely lost.
Dan, even if I'm not looking directly at you, I'm always looking at you.
Yeah, I can see you looking into my heart. I can see you looking into my heart. Yeah. So
with my mind's eye.
There's a new YouTube series that Imagineering is doing. Greenlit by old Yellow Shoes himself, you know?
Yellow Shoes greenlit it himself?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Wow. How do you think anything gets done over there? It's got only by the will of the Yellow Shoes. So the Yellow Shoes has willed a new YouTube series called, we call it Imagineering.
What do they call it, Dan?
We call it Imagineering.
Okay.
Dan might have said that we were dead after some really, really horrible choices we made with implementing Florida Haunted Mansion because we just disregard that tourist hub, garbage dump theme park. But at Disneyland, we're really keeping things up and up.
We have to talk about that for a second in this show. We have to.
Yeah, and so much has happened mansion-wise. So much has happened to the mansion. Too much has happened to the mansion.
Too much. I would argue in some places too much. I'd argue at Disneyland not enough. We'll keep going though.
Right. Well, there's all new things happening at Disneyland right now, right?
Oh, like, we are being treated so nice by Yellow Shoes. Yeah. Yellow Shoes is sprinkling his pixie dust everywhere here at Disneyland.
Yellow Shoes is like, hey, baby, I'm not. I walk through there a lot. That haunted mansion. Make sure it looks good. My offices are close to it. You know.
But I go to that haunted mansion on my lunch break.
Right. Yeah. I eat my ramen on the haunted mansion. That's how I do it.
He's Yellow Shoes. You gonna tell him he can't eat on the ride? You can't tell him that.
At the end, when I throw myself out the window and start to go into the graveyard, I digest really well with a little bit of a lean back.
Excuse me, sir, you can't eat on this attraction. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? I'm Yellow Shoes. Sorry, it's dark in here. You might not have seen, and you put your feet up on the table.
See the Yellow Shoes?
Bright Yellow Shoes.
Any more questions?
Yeah, and so... Yeah, I saw on Twitter that there's like 53 like installations like in a permit that was filed or something in the mansion. Now someone said that's just because they're taking everything out and like reinstalling it or something, and so like they had
It's only like I can't even remember how much it was. Maybe like I am probably wrong on this number, but it was like $150,000 to like $300,000, which is not, it doesn't take you very far in the theme park realm. I'm assuming it's just for reinstalling set pieces outside. I don't think anything is going to be different on the inside, unless, you know, maybe they decide to do something, but I don't foresee that.
There's a lot of stuff different on the inside of me. I'm not, yeah. Don't just judge the book by its cover, Dallin.
You've changed?
I have changed. Yeah.
We've both grown a lot over these past, you know, couple months since we haven't, you know, number of months since we haven't done Foolish Mortals.
Yeah. At D23, tickets have come gone. And
did they ever arrive, Dan?
No, well, they arrived for you. You got a ticket. I didn't get one. You did. So
yeah, I got three tickets because the ones that I wanted to get were actually sold out. So I had to buy 3 1-day tickets because it was such a great system they had set up this year. It went flawlessly, Dan. I talked about it. Everyone was happy. It went flawlessly.
It went really well. I have a whole video about it dropping in 38 minutes. I don't have a ticket. It's ridiculous. Did you get one for your wife? People don't. That's a running joke on this podcast that you're married. Did you get one for your wife?
It's a running joke. Can you believe it?
It's me. It's offhand. It's offhand Disney. I got us tickets.
Let's be offhand.
I got you. You said you want to go to. It's offhand Disney. They just keep. They leave two tickets at the door for everywhere. Any event they have, I just walk up. with my D23 gold membership card that I have literally never shown anyone. And I just they let me right in.
They let me in. They go, excuse me, sir, do you have your card with you? I said, no, I need a card. Look, I'm offhand, baby. You know who I am?
You know who I am. I'm offhand.
Yeah, we had six tickets, so we each had to buy one for each day separately. So we bought six D23 tickets. It was a mess.
Right. Would they let you buy like a one-day ticket to a panel and then like a three-day floor ticket?
Yeah. So what we did was we wanted to go to the floor tickets and the panel tickets. So we were going to get just the three-day bundle for everything, and those sold out very quickly. Very so we quickly, had to get yeah. the one-day bundle, another one-day bundle, and then the other one-day bundle.
Right. Crazy.
Kind of lame. Yeah.
Kind of. That's crazy to me. That's
so... And Dan, let me tell you, put us back a little bit too. Put us back a couple bills.
Oh, did you? What tier of seating did you go for? You didn't go for 200, 300, did
you? I think we got 200s. I think we're in the 200s.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we're gonna be swapping spit.
Hey guys,
with Josh,
thanks for buying all those magic candles. Thanks for getting all those magic candles. Your house smells great, and now Dallin's gonna smell Josh DeMauro's breath.
Yeah, I'm hoping he pops a breathman or two before he hits the stage, because last year, let's just say, if you were sitting close enough.
Coupon code DisneyDan15. Don't stop using offhand Disney. He's living in the laps of luxury. I made a joke in my video that you're not going to be able to hear Joe Rohde's earrings jingle, but I got to hear it because I met him once. You're going to hear him jingle, Dallin. You're going to be close enough.
The jingly jingle.
You're
going
to hear the jingles. Jeez.
See, here's what you do. You go to the candle company and you buy two candles, you use Dan's code. You buy two more candles, you use my code.
Right.
You light them at the same time.
You buy the smaller candles, use Dan's code. Use the bigger candles, use Dallin's code. I see what he's doing here. I see what he's going to slowly do here.
You light the candles at the same time you unlock the secret foolish mortal scent.
Oh yeah, the powerful foolish mortal scent, and that one is it's the Haunted Mansion scent and the Polynesian scent burning at the same time.
The same time,
right? It's a
that's
spooky
the secret
Polynesian.
Foolish mortal scent.
Yeah,
you'll get a big headache, but trust me, it's worth it.
You may develop a migraine, but
your dog may die. But let me tell you.
But you'll finally know what it's like to be inside our heads, because that's what it's like. It's a constant turmoil in here, you know.
It's a constant clashing of Polynesian and the Haunted Mansion in our heads, just going head to head forever.
Right. I have my body pillow. I pulled it out.
I noticed that. Yeah.
What's her name again? That's Constance, right?
Constance Hathaway and George Hightower on the tombstone.
That's her, right? Yeah. George Hightower. Yeah, she married the guy from Japan, right?
That's his brother. That's the brother.
Oh,
of the guy
his brother.
Yeah, it's his little brother.
You know she was with. That's... You know she was with the other.
Oh,
guy
she
too.
Was both of them. And the guy, his older brother from Tokyo, is has got jingly jangly earrings too.
Oh yeah. That's right. Do you when you if you were to ever elevate to a place of Imagineering, do you think that you would involve yourself in the level of narcissism that is injecting your own likeness into attractions? Like
I would have to. I would have to, Dan. I would have to inject all of my friends' likenesses into attractions.
Right,
all of them.
Right. What's the point? What's the point of the job?
Why am I even here?
What do other people even look like other than me? That's the real question.
I want my portrait hanging right up there next to Barnabas P.S. Bullion over there at the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I want to be sitting right next there to Tony Baxter. I need to be looking like Joe Rohde on the Tower of Terror. I need to be in the attraction.
Has anyone ever told you you look a lot like Robert Daltrey from The Who?
I've never heard that before, but I guess now that you're saying it.
Have you ever watched Tommy, the movie?
I've never seen Tommy.
No, not really. It's on Broadway right now. Come on. Take a little of that magic candle money and come out here and hang out with me. We'll see some Broadway shows.
Dan, I live in the middle of nowhere. I would love to go to the big city and hang out with you. Oh, foolish mortals in the big city.
Foolish
Can you imagine?
In the big city, baby. Yeah. It'd be a
big
great
city
time.
Mortals.
Big city mortals. Right. Okay, we have to get back on track, Dallin.
Okay, yeah, we're
because,
so far off track.
Because in We Call It Imagineering, the new series that they're doing on YouTube.
Right.
Greenlit by Yellow Shoes.
Yellow Shoes greenlit it, yeah.
Old Joshy D, bringing Hanson back to Disney, he comes out of like the gate right away, and he's like walking through. He's like behind, like a tentacly hand, and there's like a Davy Jones face there. Mm-hmm. And there are some well-placed machineries that very specifically and intentionally opaque and disguise. But behind Josh as he's walking in the beginning of the video is Dallin Shoham. Candleman.
The Wax Candleman has made his appearance on We Call It Imagineering. He doesn't look like this, actually. Huge news. Surprisingly.
No.
Yeah, I was talking with you a little bit before the show. This is based on the original concept art by Rolly Crump. So he's very lanky here, he's kind of drippy. In the show, and even on the Haunted Mansion Holiday last year, they had his figure. He's a lot stubbier, he's a lot shorter.
Yeah, he is. And when I saw concept art of the Candleman initially, I just assumed he was just like a full size candled man, you know?
I thought he was like a 6 foot tall
Lumiere, like Beauty and the Beast transformed, Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, excuse me.
It's Lumiere. Lumiere's hit some rough times.
Right. It's Poltergeist Lumiere. Right. Yeah. Spooky Lumiere. And to find out that it's in actuality more like Birthday Candleman. He's just a tiny man. He's just a tiny wax man that, like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to be haunted by someone that, you know, if he gets a little bit even too close to my own body heat, he might soften up enough that I could just stick him to a wall and leave. You know, that's not a spooky ghost.
That's the thing, is I always wanted, if they had ever brought the Magic Candle Company to the attraction, for him to be a full-sized, human-sized animatronic.
Right.
And, I mean, I guess they kind of brought him into the ride with the Haunted Mansion Holiday. I didn't expect for them to be a full, you know, A1000 electric animatronic figure of the Wax Candleman.
They could have just 3D printed it. They wouldn't even need to have done anything. It would just look fine. Right. Just fully 3D printed. Just like we saw the A1000s, like, you know, the crocodile in this video. You know, just do that.
He's an alligator.
He's an alligator?
This is Louisiana. It's an alligator.
I thought this took place in Egypt. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the wrong movie.
I thought it was Princess and the Frog. The frogs on the Nile. Everyone
right.
Knows about
The prince.
Tiana's Nile
the
adventure.
Princess, the prince of Egypt and the frog.
The prince of Egypt and the frog. Right. Okay, now we're can you imagine the log flume for that movie?
Can I let my people go? You would log flume splash right through the Red Sea as it's parting. That's genius.
Exactly what I was thinking.
It's genius, Dallin. Yellow shoes. Call us. Let's bring Holy Land back. We've got great ideas.
You go up the hill. You come down at the very bottom. It splits in front of you, and you get to cross into freedom.
Yep. Sell it. Let's sell it. We're sold.
I'll call Yellow Shoes after this.
Yeah, this is genius. I think that this is going to make us huge money.
But yeah, the Candleman's in the Imagineering offices.
But he's
I don't
big.
Know.
He was way bigger than the one in the ride.
That's the thing, is it looks like it's the same sculpt at least, but it was way bigger. So I don't know if that was like a reference that they were using.
Yeah, that's what it makes me think is like, if that, like, the fact that he was that small in the Haunted Mansion Holiday, well, but here's, Dallin, here's where the conspiracy theory really starts to wind up, right? Because let's think about this for a second.
Sure.
Maybe the small Birthday Candleman maquette in the Haunted Mansion Holiday was like a Easter egg given to us as the ride was going into its planned refurbishment and closure. To be like, here's the baby maquette.
This the little candle baby.
Here's our little candle baby. And because that Josh DeMaro clip, like, is in no way, shape, or form related at all to the modern Tiana stuff that we just saw. We have no idea when that Josh DeMaro stuff was shot. Probably like 8 months ago. Like, it was not shot this week. You know, Tiana's animatronic stuff was. Recently.
Last week.
Because I know a couple people were over there, like Scott, like Twitter's favorite Golden News boy, Scott Gustin.
He was over there.
How do you get Scott Justin's job to just tweet about news and then be like, hey, come on to Imagineering. Come on over. We got stuff to show you.
I guess you
got to
have sources. I got a friend. You all may know him. You may love him. DSNY newscast. Jackie's at a media event today too. Everyone's getting to media events for some
reason.
What's the deal
with this?
What are you doing wrong?
Yeah. What's going on with the foolish mortals? Where's the respect?
I'm offhand, baby.
Yeah. It's offhand Disney. It's District Dan here. Come on.
District Dan and offhand. Come on. Foolish mortals.
You know what? That's there.
Yeah, where are our free snacks? I think maybe if they do bring the Wax Candleman into the attraction, I want him to be done. I'm not a huge fan of projection mapping, but to make him look like he's actively melted in front of your eyes, I think you might have to have some sort of projection, like of dropping wax. But we can talk about.
Do you think? You think?
Blue skying.
You don't observe a candle and actively watch it drip. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. You just see a candle flicker. You don't need to see it drip.
So you don't, because he's melting. He's got little melty tendrils coming down.
And the tendrils will be like made of like gelatinous material, so that he's like a wiggly wax man. Like, ooh, I'm a spooky ghost. You know, like if Kevin Bacon's Hollow Man, like fell into a vat of wax at like a craft store and like stood up. That's what Kevin Bacon's Hollow Man would look like. He'd be like a little. It's like a spooky invisible wax man. You know what I mean? With lit up fingers. You know what I mean? Like he's a booger. Yeah. Chats. Thank you, Coco. Like he's a booger.
A booger.
Like he's a booger. Yep. A spooky white waxy booger. We don't need projection, Matt. Don't Avatar Navi River Journey this, Dallin. All right.
I want him to melt.
Let's keep it. Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Yellow shoes is going to have to choose at the end of the day, but I think I do not expect to see him in the red. I think that, I don't think so? Screw it. I don't know. We might see something.
Dallin, literally every other day, you think the People Mover is going to be announced for Disneyland, and you don't.
It's going to be this year for sure, Dan.
You can't muster like, oh, well, yeah, the Candleman might happen for sure. Yeah, the candle. This is where you draw the line at your speculative hope is like the Candleman.
You're so right.
you literally have proof that they built one.
You're so right, because with the People Mover at Disneyland, it's abandoned. It's been rusty.
Right.
It's
literally falling
apart.
You haven't seen anyone out there with hedge clippers.
Decades.
That no one's out there with a rake, you know, walking around like getting the leaves off of it. It's literally, you know what I mean? Like raccoons are peeing on it.
And I'm like, it's this year.
And you're like,
and
it's happening.
They had a video of the wax candle man at Imagineering, and I'm like, I don't know.
It's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Dallin is the Seventh Day Adventist of the People Mover. Like every week, he's like, I've checked the scrolls.
I've read all of the bones.
I watched Walt's original Disneyland pitch. And he spoke to me again, and he said the People Mover is coming back on August 4th, 2024 is the announcement. And then it comes, it's like, be like, God just left me a voicemail. He was so, he's busy right now. He couldn't get to it. I checked the scrolls again. We got good news coming soon. Don't worry.
you hang in there, folks. Okay, if it doesn't happen on August 4th, it'll happen at D23. And if it doesn't happen at D23, Dan, it'll be the next D23. Believe me, it's going to be any day now.
You just keep dreaming, buddy. You just
keep keeping the hope. What else are we going to talk about?
I'd like to talk about that Imagineering video. Did you scroll through it at all? Like, did you like look behind the scenes? Because there's a buzzy head in the video.
There's Buzzy's head. Mm-hmm.
Can someone check the records? Were there more than one of those? Because I'm pretty sure there was only one theater with one Buzzy. We solved the mystery. It's there. He's there.
DeMauro stole it from the Wonders of Life.
Yeah, exactly. But the fact that his head is there says to me more than anything they 100% used his robot for something else. Like we'll find out one day in like a book that's written that he's like the gopher in like Disney World Splash, you know, Tiana's Bayou or something. Like we're gonna find
that
out
would
one
make
day,
sense.
You know, that like he was just cannibalized because they were
they
ramping
beheaded
up
him.
Yeah, and they also could see Cher's head in the background of one of the scenes from a Superstar Limo. And I was really interested in like the nuances of all like the animatronic Imagineering stuff they did, like the safety lights for all the animatronics, because these things are incredibly strong, and like if your like ponytail gets caught in it, like your hair's getting ripped out or something. Like these things are not messing around, you know. So like they have like safety lights. Like, what did you pick up on the video? What did you see?
I remember because that you pointed out the wax candleman. The thing that jumped out at me for some reason was that Davy Jones head, but there's so many. The big one for me, for some reason, was Cher from Superstar Limo, because why? I mean, I assumed they just wanted to forget everything about that ride and burn it all to the ground, but they kept it. It's kind of crazy to me. They've kept some of the figures for Monsters, Inc. Everyone knows about that, but it's surprising me that they kept it, like, almost completely, like, full.
If you wanted to speculate at all how many gay men work at Disney Imagineering, all you need to know is that they saved the Sharehead from Superstar Limo.
If you're going to save end. One thing from Superstar Limo.
Right, and you're a proud gay man in Imagineering, that's all you need. You just save Cher's head. And where's the wig? Someone's wearing it. That's where the Cher wig is. You know, you think that they just let that wig go to waste? No way.
It makes me wonder what else they have in the archives. Like, what else have they saved? Because are these actual... Do they have these Davy Jones heads and Cher's heads and Buzzy's heads
that
just set up in Imagineering
so
all the time?
Well, I'll say this. Like, Henson, when you go to visit Henson in Queens, like the workshop where they build stuff, at the entrance, right. Like, they'll have, like, a Skeksis or something from Dark Crystal, or they'll have, you know, like, Big Bird or some of the Fraggles, like, pose. Like, I understand, like, having some things, like, set up, but this video reeked of, like, marketing staging, you know, like yeah. let's look like we're an institute, like Walt's old videos where there were just tables of interesting things to look at, you know. It just felt very much like that,
and they definitely set it up back then too. I feel like they definitely staged a lot of stuff back in the old days when they were showing us glimpses behind the curtain. But yeah, like, what was the criteria for them to dig these things out of? Why the Davy Jones head? Why Cher? Why the wax Candleman? Was there anything else that you noticed, Dan?
In the background, I noticed, like, little detailing stuff about like, how they dressed the animatronics and how they were, like, doing finishing details. Like, they were airbrushing, like, the Louis tail of, like, the guy, the one that was stuck in the trunk.
I thought
it was super fascinating that they also had a whiteboard listed of all the animatronics in the house and what scenes they went into.
Right. You posted about that, how it's like a whole spoiler thing.
You can essentially break down the whole ride right there. Yeah. It takes you scene by scene where the animatronics are going. And then if you pay attention to the broader B-roll of the video, they have signs on the animatronics hanging that have the same labeling as on the whiteboard. So if you put two and two together, you can kind of piece together like how the ride's gonna like lay out, like where the animatronics are. And so, like, by the time you get around the bend where Brer Rabbit had caught Brer Bear and his big old Brer butt is like hanging out there, you know,
right,
like, that's where the Louis, Brer butt. that's where the gator tail's now gonna sit, like where his big old butt's gonna be hanging out, like to keep the big butt homage going, you know what I mean?
And it kind of makes sense
because it's a big log and it's a boat like does like a U around that, like that scene. So like Tiana sitting on a log talking, you're gonna do a quick pass around her, so like you'll be able to catch a good audio from her, you know what I mean?
I am so excited for this ride.
It's
not
be
just
cool.
Because the animatronics look good, but because Disney Dan, dang it, Disney Dana, I love a good log flume.
I
love a good log flume.
Right, and the less racist it is, the better for me, is really...
You tone down the racism, the quality goes up.
Tone it down. Dang near, if you just get rid of it altogether, I mean, now...
Tone it down. Get rid of it. just bring the racism down from like a 10 to a 2.
Yeah.
No, get rid of it.
Yeah. Keep a little racism, but by and large, get rid of most of it. Get rid of 80% of the racism, but give something, just throw a little bone.
Well, that's, you're talking about Disney if it were under Nelson Peltz's control. He would want to keep a
little
bit of that racism.
Whoa, shots fired, yeah.
Right.
God, yeah. That guy. His name rhymes with Belts.
How embarrassing for him for a second. Can we talk about how, just, maybe we don't have to get into stocks, because I really don't care about the stock market. Like, it makes me angry to think about. But,
right. Wealth inequality and all.
He got, it's mind-numbingly stupid to me. But Nelson Peltz getting embarrassed in front of the whole world was kind of funny. Like, it was a bad loss for him. It was kind of comedic.
I was
laughing at my desk.
Yeah, they beat him up pretty good. And, not anything really crazy, innovative, and wild going on right now. I guess that's, you know, Zootopia, you know.
Not yet, Dan.
Prison
Next
the
year,
ride.
People mover.
Yeah, Dallin, you're going to have to, someone duct tape that man to his seat.
Sir, you're going to need to calm down.
I don't know. Should I? I'm going to. I don't know. I really don't think I'm going to go to D23 this year.
Oh.
I mean, I don't have a ticket, so I'm not even going to bother trying to StubHub it or whatever. Because you can buy tickets on StubHub now. They have like $3,000-$4,000 tickets on StubHub. It's insane.
You might be able to put out some feelers for just a person who has an extra one to transfer you. Because I know if they bought them legitimately, there is a transfer way to do it. But
right,
that's.
Did you know you could buy 8 tickets at a time?
8. Yeah. Well, we bought 6, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
No. Because you could buy 8 tickets per person. Like, you know how, like, you could, like, you can assign, you know what I mean? So you could buy,
why would you need more than 3?
You could buy up to, you could buy 8 3-day passes when they went on sale. That's why they instantly disappeared. They instantly,
yeah, crazy.
It took 130 days for D23 to sell out last year. And this year it was sold out in 48 hours.
And apparently the capacity was bigger for this year. Do you think the demand is just that high? Or do you think some is resellers? Do you think it's mostly resellers?
Well, I think that you can buy a bunch of tickets, and the more tickets you have, I mean, the more you can enter into lotteries for, like, the Dream Store, and the, like, the more you can register for those things.
Right.
And so being able to buy 8 tickets, are you kidding me? If you're a merchandise reseller, bang! You know, like, that's, I could only buy 2 tickets last year. Now I can get 8. You know, killer.
Right.
That, I mean, that huge differences in how it was ran. And not to mention, gold member, you know, completely useless. I told Dallin to buy gold, D23 gold. I was like, bro, you need it. You need it. Early bird. No early bird this year.
That was my Dan and my idea. I was like, I'll get D23 gold. I'll get a little cool little gift box, and maybe I'll get some access to, you know, D23 nights at the Magic Kingdom, and then I'll get early access to the tickets for the expo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get 2 of those free things, I guess. Has there been a Magic Kingdom D23 night?
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. They have, they're like, they have Disneyland D23 day the day before the convention. Everyone's like, awesome. Like, does it mean, like, if we get convention tickets, we can go? And they're like, nah, you still need to get a Disneyland ticket, bro. They're like, oh,
park
cool.
Ticket.
It's going to be just for D23. Nah, it's still going to be, the park's just going to be open. It's just going to be D23 day. There might be a sticker or something. It's like,
there's going to be a pin, and there's going to be, like, 3 photo ops is what my guess is.
You need to tell me, I bought a $2,600 front row ticket, and you're not going to let me go to Disneyland for free? No, sir. No, in fact, that proves to us that you have the money to spend on a Disneyland ticket. So
an extra $128.
Yeah, please head on over, sir.
Oh man, what were we talking about before the D23 ticket fiasco? We were talking about something.
We call it
Foolish Mortals.
Well, all this stuff is being announced before before the panel, like everything from like the Avatar Disneyland thing, like what is going to be at the D23 panel is I think what we were going to is like, we're seeing all like, we're going to do an Imagineering series on YouTube that like, just like rolls out everything we're working on. Like what is going to be revealed at D23?
Before we move on, I do want to mention, because I was like thinking of things that maybe I had seen during the, we call it Imagineering, and I couldn't think of anything, but I just remembered, Dan, there was a board with 2 Imagineers pretend talking in front of it, and it was an SEA board full of just SEA references, rides, pictures.
What did you catch on that?
There's a little piece. This is in my video. Probably should be tomorrow. You all get an early sneak peek, all 36 of you, so thank you for tuning in. There's a little diagram of what looks like to be a land or a building. I can't really see what it is, but it's labeled with SEA, I believe, not campus, headquarters, West, like West Coast headquarters.
Ooh, interesting.
So maybe potentially for Disneyland Forward, people are talking about how Disney's over relying on IP. I mean, I guess SEA is an IP now, but it's an original, you know, Disney Parks IP. So maybe we could get some SEA, maybe on a little land in Disneyland Forward.
I think it's probably West just Coast, like the blueprints of the building that they're in, just like with some tea poured on it and someone wrote the campus West, like on the top corridor, knowing the guys who like put together the tribute stores in, in Universal, and like they make bulletin boards all the time in there for stuff, like those staging boards, don't trust a thing. It was
no,
that whiteboard was staged to beat the band.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think that it was alluding to anything. It'd be cool if we get a SEA land announcement this year.
Like, that clip almost felt like it was like shot like as B-roll for the treasure. Like we're gonna definitely see that clip again in like a treasure like sequence. Like it felt like a lot of the B-roll in this was from other Imagineering projects, and the only modern stuff was really the Tiana, and you could really tell because they focused a lot on Davy Jones animatronic, and that ride's been open for like 10 years now. You know,
I want to see. Oh yeah, almost 8 years. That's crazy. Feels like yesterday.
And they say that's what the Avatar ride's going to be at Disneyland. It's just
allegedly.
That.
So yeah, that's a great segue, Dan. You're a pro at that. We can talk now moving forward about that panel at D23. because I put up a video, I believe it was last week, of D23 is going to be crazy this year.
Yeah, I watched it. I was like, oh man, Dallin put out a D23 video. I foiled. He's going to really take it down. And I go to your video, you're like, hey guys, everything's going to be awesome! People mover!
That's all.
I was like, oh well, my video's a very different tone. Nothing to worry about here.
Well, what's funny is you can totally get a glimpse of like, the like I don't know, it's like our two different takes on it. I love you. Watch them both, and
yeah,
it's like
I'm excited.
Like
it's the most... such a fun thing to go do. I have so much fun when I go.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe I'll still go just to the con. I don't know. Like the idea of being all, you know, how tired you are after hustling all day.
That's the thing, is because the parks panel and all the Disney Legends panels last time they were, I keep saying last year, it was last time, it was 2 years ago. They were in like, they were at, I should say, 10, 11, 12, you know, and it was like, you had the whole rest of the day to go walk the floor afterwards.
Right, yeah.
But now it's at like, what, 6 p.m., 5 p.m.?
Right, and the show floor closes at 4 or 5, you know, like.
Yeah, like, so it's like, okay, I guess I'll go to the expo in the morning, walk the floor a little bit, head back to the room, maybe head into the parks for a little bit, and then head over to the expo center.
A lot of hustling.
Or the Honda Center.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
It's an hour walk from the convention center.
There's going to be shuttles, but even then, I'm like, why is it, why? I mean,
sure,
I know why, but why?
Have you ever waited for a bus from Disney and thought like, oh yeah, this is going to be quick.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. This is going to be fast, quick, and easy. Disney's got buses. Sure. Dallin, have
fun. If you're staying at a deluxe resort, it's great. If you're staying at the Pop Century, you share all the, you all share one bus. All the value resorts, they share one bus. One bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the whole thing, the whole reason why I'm excited for this year, I'm optimistic about this year, is because one, we have the Disneyland Forward vote in like 2 weeks. And two, they are announcing so much right now for some reason. So much. Test Track, Avatar, Star Tours was today, I believe. What else?
You don't think it was
Big
a
Thunder
goodwill
Mountain.
Campaign for
Tropical
like
Americas.
The Pelts thing? You don't think it was What's like that? You don't think it was like an Iger goodwill thing? Like, see guys, I got it under control. Look at all this stuff I'm working on right now. Like ahead of that vote.
I think for sure there was a little bit of the Central Florida tourism oversight DeSantis thing being done with. So they were like, here's what we're gonna build. And then Disneyland Forward votes in 2 weeks. We gotta dangle a carrot, so we're gonna talk about Avatar. Kind of thing. So they're like, it's like here's what we can do. Are you sure you want to you should vote with us? Kind of thing this week.
Right. So you're going to vote on Disneyland Forward. What is the vote about?
No, I'm not voting. I don't live in California, but the City Council of Anaheim is going to vote on the final approval of Disneyland Forward in about 2 weeks. And the popular going opinion is that it is going to pass. I mean, it makes sense. It's not even like more land, it's just rezoning. Disney owns all the land that they're going to be building on anyways. This is just to rezone areas for theme park use instead of residential.
Do you think Avatar
like,
will be a DCA? Do you think it'll be a California Adventure thing?
I think if I saw the Mouska Gamer, if you've seen the Mouska Gamer's thread on this, I think it will be on the DCA side. Yes.
Hmm.
It will be like to the, you know where the Pixar Place Hotel is what it's called now, is right?
Yeah.
It'll be south of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. The, you know, it's kind of genius that they would do like a Splash Mountain-esque ride with the Pandora. Like, I know it's just blue sky concept art that we saw, but the fact that, that whole land is built and there isn't any kind of like, A, outdoor animatronic and outdoor component to the river journey to like take use of the space and all this theming that was built that like have it kind of incorporated into a ride, because all of the rides don't incorporate any of the stuff that's going on outside, but to have like a ride that's dark and light would be I think pretty wild, because it could be a very different ride experience. Like, you know, it's a total different vibe riding Splash Mountain at 9 o'clock at night than it is riding at 10 a.m.
nighttime water rides. It's my favorite time to go on them.
And I'm going to miss riding Splash Mountain like 3 or 4 times in a row, like at night, like, you know, because no one's in the line because it's a cold night. You know, everyone's going to be on that ride now for 10 years. It's going to
Do they not have a single rider at or at Magic Kingdom?
No, they don't think so.
Ooh, boo. Yeah, we got a single rider.
Yeah, you have totally different logs, too.
I go to both.
Yeah, you have the single saddle logs too, I believe. So
yeah, it's a 1x6, I want to say.
Yeah. True log flume versus the.
Oh, and there's no restraints either, so you can just kind
of. Yeah. Well, gravity takes care of it. You don't have to worry about that.
Gravity takes care of it. It's kind of scary, but it's a lot of fun. If you've never been on Disneyland Splash Mountain, they just say, "Don't stand up. We're gonna trust you." That's all it is.
What is the wackiest thing you've done in that Splash Mountain photo? Like, I know your teenage years were wacky, Dallin. Did you like have a game? Did you bring a GameCube or something? Have you seen that picture of the boys playing Smash Bros on
Splash Mountain?
Yeah. Or the chessboard? All the glued pieces. Genius, truly genius.
I don't think I've ever done anything fun like that. I try to keep as straight, or even try to look like a little bit sad, a little bit depressed when I'm going down that drop. Mm. I don't know what I'm gonna do
like
for
Splash Mountain Mom, like that old meme.
Yeah. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That lady was on Twitter for the longest time, and like she would always engage. It's so funny to me because. And like, you know, people would engage with her and they would talk with her, but like she took it as like kind of like a pseudo celebrity status and like
good for her.
Yeah, but like no one would really participate with her all that much. It's just because
just because
you were in a meme doesn't mean that like you're now educated on like you haven't proven your opinion, like your place of opinion or like your credibility as being just a person in a meme. And so why do we listen to celebrities at all? They do is just look pretty on movie for a while. You know what I mean? They don't even look like that in real life. They like, you know, the camera lenses and makeup make them look nice. You know, the meme mom, you know, God bless her. She was a nice lady. It's just so funny to me. No one cared. Like no one cared at all.
Right.
She wasn't some celebrity.
Can you imagine if she like started a YouTube channel with and gave like Disney history? Like that'd be amazing.
Oh my God! While on Splash Mountain, she green screened herself back into the photo, and she just sits there deadpan
the whole time.
Let me tell you about what happened on Splash Mountain. How did I get here? Hi, this is me, Splash Mountain Mom. How did I get here?
she got her notes. That's the sound of a drawer, but. I think that, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the Avatar Land, the use of kinetic energy is insane there. It's what Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and Avengers Campus should have been, because they're, I mean, not necessarily water, but those lands have no kinetic energy at all. Nothing moves around.
Yeah, why couldn't we have had Kashyyyk? Why did it have to be Batuu?
I mean,
especially
Batuu's,
if the Wookiee is the only thing you're going to give me, and you couldn't give me Kashyyyk?
I'm okay with Batuu. It's just that there was that people mover ride that was supposed to be at Galaxy's Edge taking you around. That would have added so much water features. Like, come on. But then with this Pandora thing you've seen,
that's why I said
you have water crashing against the back of the land and the boats going through and these little alien otters standing on the shore and the waves lapping up against that. It's like, it's going to be, if it's similar to that.
Oh, people are talking about the Pandora otters. I noticed those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want Pandora otters. I just want one as a pet.
Do you think they'll be if they, obviously this is blue?
They better be animatronic, like the river, like the Disneyland Railroad, how it has animatronics outside. You know that?
Yeah, yeah. See, we don't care as much about having animatronics outside as you all do there.
Right, and you could just call up Boston Dynamics, and we'll just get free roaming Pandora otters. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah, we got those little free-roaming BD droids at Galaxy's Edge, I believe, today also.
Yep, they came back out today, yeah.
That's awesome.
Starting for a limited run, I think. I don't know. I don't know how long, you know, those things, they must wear and tear so fast. And then it takes
six months to fix
them. They're like, hey, we're bringing them back. we just finished 3D printing later. All the pieces to fix them.
Don't touch them, children. Don't touch them. If you don't show up this year, Dan, I'm gonna miss you. We may even do a Foolish Mortals live from D23 since the panels are at 6 p.m. and the show floor opens at like 9 a.m. So maybe we do a live Foolish Mortals.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. It is fun, but it's also a huge bummer. It's just so crazy how they turned it into like a monetization like hustle, and like the fact that like you were either cornered into a 3-day ticket or having to buy individuals even higher priced single day tickets to like pay even more on top of paying more. It's like, what is going on? I thought this was a fan like thank you convention Not a fan, bleed them dry convention.
But Dan, then you could go onto the floor and go onto the Mickey's of Glendale booth and shop through just the worst merchandise you've ever seen in your life and spend money on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, let me go on a little mini rant here for a second. Mickey's of Glendale is the esteemed store that they set up on the floor at D23, and it's like really hard to get into, and everyone wants to get into Mickey's of Glendale. I went into Mickey's of Glendale last D23. It was terrible. Everything was awful. All the merchandise was just regular merchandise, and it said Mickey's of Glendale on it. Like, who cares? It's terrible. I guess resellers, but like, come on. Like, it was a don't bother. Don't waste your time with Mickey's of Glendale.
Whoa, shots fired. You didn't like their Muppet line from last year or whatever? It was Muppets, right? That they did. Then they did. Like,
I think I know what you're talking about. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, what, Mickey's a Glendale, man. I have like one or two of the shirts. I have like a jacket from my first D23, 2019. 22's D23. The merch lineup was like not impressive for me. Like, I wasn't
They had a Muppets Christmas Carol sweater. That was good. That was the only thing.
Yeah, Muppets Christmas
Carol. But they were sold out of it, obviously.
But I wasn't gonna hustle and try to jump into that line, and you know, and now if you went to find it on eBay, I bet you can find it for retail what they paid at the convention.
Probably.
Whatever's left, you know, like, it's not like it was some do or die kind of.
Right.
I'll never be able to get the sweater again. Like, the merchandise isn't that limited. They make a lot of these things.
They make a lot.
Knowing that it's going to get emptied out. Like, it's like the Funko of it all. Like, the limited exclusive Funkos that just get bought by the resellers and then house them into their inventories to then sell to you at a premium. Funko's going to keep making limited edition things because they know they're always going to sell. And, like, they can make however many of them they want and charge them any they want because they know secondhand sellers are going to at least buy them to stock them in their stores to resell them at a higher price. It's this crazy machine.
It's, and there is one piece that I really wanted to get at D23. That was the Tron Loungefly that did sell out. So that
was
sad.
Was that?
But
the backpack?
Yeah. It was like a Tron with like the identity disc. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
Did it glow or did it just look glowy?
It glowed. Yeah, it was glue in the dark. It glued in the blue. It was blue glue.
It glued
in the dark.
It glued in the glue.
We can talk about
could just get that full-size backpack, though, at Tron. It probably costs the same.
I have that in my closet right
now.
Do
you really have it? With the disc, too? Yeah, look at that hair. He has so much Roger Daltrey energy. Okay, I have to post my video right now. I'm going to do it right now, live. I'm doing it. Posting.
All right. I don't think it's as cool, personally, as the... As the D23 one.
Well, did the D23 one allow you to hook a data disc into it?
No.
Well, there you go, buddy. Whoa, look at that thing. I have that in Fortnite to as my pickaxe.
I had to get it in Fortnite. I love Tron Legacy. I saw that. But yeah,
look at
this one from Light Cycle Run.
And you wear that at the park?
If it's the backpack I choose to bring, I'll wear it at the park.
Does it have a half? It has half to it. It has weight to it, doesn't it?
It's a decently sized backpack.
Does it have a battery that charges your data disk, like, to make it glow? Or are you just relying on your own data disk energy?
I think the data disk, let me pop it out here. I think it's battery charged. I don't know. No, it's got a USB port. It's got like an Android charger in it.
So. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that the data people in Tron are still using micro USB. That's interesting.
How do you think Jeff Bridges created the alternate, you know, the grid? He did it with
Jeff
the...
Bridges is an analogy for the micro USB. It bridges the device to the machine.
Oh, Dan, you are my friend.
Yeah, I see the matrix. I see the ones and zeros, man. I'm like Neo. Not to mix your Tron Neo situation.
I'm a huge Tron apologist. I love Tron Legacy. I love Light Cycle Run. I love everything about
a lot. Michael Sheen just eats the scenery. And if you're going to be one of those uptight people who won't watch the Twilight series, and which I argue that it is entirely worth it just to see the Michael Sheen laugh in the fourth movie. The Michael Sheen laugh. You know what I'm talking about, Tal. Have you seen him?
Literally anything Michael Sheen is in, I love.
Michael Sheen. Yeah, Michael Sheen. truly a god amongst men. He is the cool. He's the coolest. But Michael Sheen and Tron Legacy, man, he's eating the scenery, having a great time.
I can't believe they killed him off.
Daft Punk was in it, and they're dead now, you know?
Yeah, they're gone.
So, like, you know, it's truly a thing. What is even going to be the soundtrack of Tren? I don't even know what Tren's soundtrack is going to be.
You're right, it is Tren. Just like those old pillows they sold at the Disney home store that said Haim. It's Tren.
Tren, which I learned because I made a joke TikTok about it. I learned that Tren is actually, I was like, why is this TikTok doing so good? It's just me laughing at the word Tren. And it turns out Tren is slang for testosterone for weightlifters. And so the weightlifting community thought that video was hilarious.
It was hilarious, though. Disney had to have seen that coming.
Tren. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, Disney can't see. Can't tell the difference between their butt and a hole in the ground. I had to like, censor myself in real time.
maybe we'll do Foolish Mortals After Dark here so we don't have to censor ourselves.
No, Dallin, your audience gets so mad when you curse. It is out of control. When you say a bad word, your audience goes bananas.
I will say a damn or a hell sometimes in a video, and like it'll be usually be about 30% of the comments like, oh my god, is that okay for him to say that?
I can't believe this has happened.
Those are like tier four curse words. Come on.
Tier four?
Yeah, you got yeah.
What tier? How many tiers are there?
Well, tier four is like the least offensive, right? And then tier one is like,
oh, I see. Tier four. Right. It's like DEFCON rules.
Yeah, yeah. Tier one is going to be like a see you next Tuesday kind of thing. That's the one you got to
pump the brakes on. Yeah, okay. It's a great podcast, what you just said.
We're kind of in Foolish Mortals After Dark at this point. Dan,
no.
You can talk about Foolish Permits.
Were their permits filed?
Foolish Permits, yeah, for
Big
Thunder Mountain and for the Tropical Americas at Animal Kingdom.
Right. So Beyond Big Thunder at Disney World Magic Kingdom?
Yes. And then Dinoland.
Where
so
we
they're
put
building
villains
like,
and Mexicans? Huh? Villains and Mexicans.
Villains, it's actually, I think it's South America, so.
Oh.
Or, it's not Central or North.
Villains
it's
and Guatemalans.
Like Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Colombia, that kind of thing. Tropical. South.
Does Coco now take place in Mexico? Am I crazy?
No, Coco's Mexico.
Oh, okay. But Coco, that's not, I thought it was Coco Land.
No, it's Encanto and Indiana Jones. The rumor
that's
is
Animal
there's going to be a Coco.
I thought Beyond Big Thunder was Coco. And
oh, no, Beyond Big Thunder is going to be, I don't have any inside sources. This is just the rumor that it's going to be villains. So villains connecting are all the way around to the Haunted Mansion, which I think thematically is genius. Way.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the Haunted Mansion being a gateway, but the Rivers of America is going to take a beating if that's going to happen.
It depends. If they could do it similarly to how they did it at Disneyland. At Disneyland, you can ride the Mark Twain around, and Star Wars doesn't really rear its face the whole time. So
well,
it just
saying,
it really
to
just
make
depends.
A walkway around the Haunted Mansion, just like on the other side of, of like the back of the queue, because like the whole show building aside, like just how are you going to get people around the Haunted Mansion? It's the queue of the Haunted Mansion's on the Rivers of America. It's like, you know, like you.
I think they could do a really convincing transition if, unfortunately, folks, we'd have to lose the Tangled bathrooms. But if you took Rapunzel's Tower and the Tangled bathrooms out,
oh yeah,
we could
put that tower somewhere else. It's
you
just
could,
a tower.
Absolutely could.
Yeah. Oh, so what? We'll have to lose the stinky Tangled poop holes.
Not the Tangled poop holes. You'd have to. It'd be a nice transition from Big Thunder Mountain into like this sort of creepy deserty area into like Maleficent's castle or something, and then into Fantasyland. I feel like that would be great. I feel like that makes a lot of thematic sense.
Yeah. Okay. I could work with some of that. The show
then,
building.
Yeah.
The show building for It's a Small World and Haunted Mansion are huge, though. They're huge buildings.
You'd have to like thread the needle, right? Because there is that little area right between them with Tangled, but that's about it. You'd have to build new bathrooms. I hate to say it.
New bathrooms. Well, you know, everyone loves a new place, a good place to poop, you know?
I strongly dislike the Tangled restrooms. They look great, you know? The music is fun, but they're always so busy.
They're always so busy. And but you can get your picture taken there for, like, when you get married, you know? It's a good wedding photo.
Here we are in front of the toilets.
Hang out with
everyone
knows. Stinkhole.
Everyone knows that the best restrooms in Fantasyland are back behind either Gaston's Tavern or behind the Pinocchio Village House off to the side. Those are the best ones because they're always empty.
Yeah. The Gaston Tavern's bad because everyone, because Gaston Tavern doesn't sell alcohol, and so no one goes there.
Right.
Because Gaston in the movie was just drinking very spicy apple cider.
There is actually frozen apple cider.
Frozen
LeFou's brew.
LeFou's brew, yeah.
But then that would imply that they sell alcohol at, say, the Haunted Mansion or Peter Pan.
Don't they
sell? Restaurants are so busy.
Don't they sell alcohol at Be Our Guest?
Sorry about all the
Be Our Guest.
Sorry about all the noise.
Whoa!
No, I've just gifted you the.
My computer just started making a bunch of noise. Sorry about
that. I heard that for a split second. You're in the clear now, though.
I'm in the clear. I had to open up Video Producer for a minute and open it because people are in the chat.
Everyone, go watch Dan's video right now. Actually, when we're done streaming, go watch Dan's newest video. Yeah. It should be up now, right, Dan?
Yeah, it's up now. Yeah, I don't even
go
know
watch
how to,
it.
How to delete a chat. Whatever, it's only 35 people. Someone's putting links in the chat. Don't click them. There we go. I solved that problem. All 35 of you, I trust you to be responsible with your digital citizenship. I can't be bothered to find the moderator panel. I'm streaming right now.
We don't have the budget for that quite yet.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there though. So
anything else, Dan?
Foolish Mortals is it's back, kind of. I am starting my new podcast, Secret Basement Podcast, which Dan will be a regular guest and I will bring in to have Foolish Mortal episodes. We have to recount the movie. We haven't even talked about the movie as Foolish Mortals. And we haven't. The movie. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. And then I think that we have to talk about the Hatbox Ghost in the mansion.
Oh, we didn't even get
to
that
really
yet.
Spar on that, which will be a whole to do.
That'll be a whole hour just on that.
Right. And I would love for you to tell me what's actually happening outside of the Disneyland mansion that they're tearing up, if you know any information.
Of course.
Because I have
no idea
what's going on.
It's going to be great.
And yeah, and you know, we call it Imagineering. I would assume is going to have more episodes and will feature probably whatever's going on at Haunted Mansion. It would make sense.
You know, I think it might because that was their animatronic episode. Maybe we'll get a Q episode, landscaping kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. Or even just like a renovation, like a refurbishment episode, you know, because refurbishment, like I'm trying to think of like the keywords that are like tied to Imagineering, like animatronics, you know, and like what Walt would have shown, you know, in his tours and stuff and him being like, all right, and this is how we fix a ride is very much something I think like one of the vintage, you know, Disneyland episodes would have been about if it could have been about, you know, easy content to make. It just feels like the Disneyland show, you know, by and
large. It, and I tune into my video tomorrow. Cause that's what I'll talk about. It's such a nice refreshing thing. Cause for a while there, they didn't want to say anything or show anything until the ride was open. Nothing at all. You wouldn't see anything.
No.
And that's not how Walt did it. Walt gave us, you know.
Right. He was showing us heads on sticks like the Mongolians were invading. You know what I mean?
Right. You had animatronics. You sometimes had naked animatronics on national television. And this was back when everyone had cable. So this is back when, you know, you want to see the redhead, you'll see the redhead prime time right after dinner with your whole family.
Right. So we call it Foolish Mortals. It's been a wonderful romp. Technical difficulties at the beginning resolved. I'm going to now download all of this, edit it, and put it up on our feeds. But if you watched it here live, you watched it live. Good for you.
Yeah.
You did.
Thank you all for tuning in.
And if you're listening to the recording or watching this later, congrats. I'm proud of you. You did it too. I'm proud of you too.
Leave a comment down below your favorite Magic Kingdom bathroom, or not the best one, not your favorite, the objective best one.
It would be great to have a Haunted Mansion bathroom.
Can you imagine? Like that's a whole other episode, Dan. We talked about the hotel.
The Haunted Mansion
we gotta talk
hotel.
About the Haunted Mansion bathroom.
Yeah, like where like, you know, you're washing your hands and there's a mirror and like a ghost appears in the mirror every once in a while.
Yeah, it'll jump scare you.
You know, it'll get a little jump scare. You know, you get
as you're on the toilet.
There's like
you get
cold
jump scared.
Air. Yeah, there's little cold air vents that they blast your butt while you're sitting on the toilet pooping.
Yep.
You know, you get like a little spook. It's like, whoa, a chill across my anus.
Yeah.
You know, just because that's what you feel. That's where you feel the chill when a ghost passes through you, it's you get a chilly anus. And so
they'll have the ghost host be like, remember to wipe and wash your hands on the way out.
Sing Grim Grinning Ghost for 20 seconds while washing your hands.
Yellow Shoes.
Yellow Shoes, call us. Call us. We'll design a spooky haunted bathroom for you.
We got you, Yellow
Shoes.
We'll
get it. We'll get it going. We have good ideas. We have ideas. Sir, speak for yourself. I have great ideas, and they're very implementable. Call us. Spooky poopies is what we'll call them. I'm going to go take a spooky poopy. Do you think that's what cast members, you know, because like, they're all very serious as they're walking
right
on like those belts being like, get off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'd be like, all right, I gotta call up the ghost manager. I got to go take a spooky poopy. The tombstone toilet. There we go.
The tombstone toilet. That's a good one.
Hatbox ghost.
Come on, Dan.
He can. Well, he doesn't need to go to the bathroom because he can remove parts of himself and have them materialize other places. So it's kind of like how J.K. Rowling resolved wizards pooping. You know what I mean? Like they just poop wherever they want and they just vanish it away. It's right. You know what I mean? And Hatbox is the same thing. He just vanishes it out of his colon. But Hatbox is more like Pirates of the Caribbean, Jeffrey Rush, F1. First movie, you know what I mean? Like he can't taste right. He can't taste the apples, and you know women don't feel good anymore. All the stuff he says in that monologue, you know, you not be dreaming anymore. You know, whatever he says or something. You know what I mean?
You best start be believing.
You best start be believing. There you go. Dallin's got it. Not Dan. Dan has a mental illness. So Dan.
Me and my wife watch the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy like 3 or 4 times a year. We love them.
The movies are so good. The first movie is peak movie.
Her favorite is 2. That's why I said we watch the Pirates trilogy, because there are only 3 films.
Yeah, it's okay. And they're rebooting it, right? They're just rebooting it now?
Yeah, they're just doing something completely new. I wish them luck with that, honestly. Good luck, Disney. Yeah. Hope you smash it out of the park. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that.
What you film on the void or whatever it's called. You know,
because you look at other parks movies we've gotten since then. We got Country Bears, solid, great movie. We got Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion, great movie.
It's passable.
We got Dwayne Johnson Jungle Cruise, S tier movie, Oscar contender.
Sure, 100%.
We got Haunted Mansion. We got Danny DeVito Haunted Mansion.
Danny DeVito's Oscar performance. Contender. Yeah, he should have been nominated for that movie. That that clear plastic raincoat was one of the most inspired pieces of costume I've ever seen.
Based on their recent live action output, I do not have a lot of hope for the new Pirates movies, but I'd love to be proven wrong.
Right. The finance bros are like, well, can we sell it? Can we make money out? Like, what's the most money we can make? Let's not worry about creativity. Let's worry about the most money we can make.
Dan, like I said earlier, as long as that green line goes up, that's all that matters, baby.
Well, this has been Foolish Mortals. I hope this has been a profitable experience for you.
Hope you come away from this experience learning something about the Disney parks. That's what we're here to do. First and foremost is to educate.
Right. Yeah. We want to make sure your mort holes are packed with education. That's all we're here for. That's all we're here for.
We're actually doing a service. If you think about it, we are providing a public service.
Yeah. To society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mort hole packing your mort holes with knowledge.
Easy, Dan.
Take us out, Dallin. I don't know. What you say the last thing.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for watching. We'll see you back here on the Submarine Canteen. Hurry back.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.